can we pray to Krishna, say, if our throat is spoiled and the Kirtan festival is there, that my throat be healed, or any material situation that is there, which is obstructing us in some way, can we pray for the removal of that? Certainly, praying is a way we come closer to Krishna. And if praying basically is a way we share our heart with Krishna, and if something is burdening our heart, something is taking a big place in our heart, then sharing that with Krishna is the way we give him a place in our heart. We want to become pure devotees. We cannot become pure devotees without becoming devotees. So I want to purely connect with Krishna, but before that I have to connect with Krishna. So sometimes the emphasis on pure devotion may be so much, oh, this is material, this is material, this is material, I should not pray to Krishna for this. But then we are living in the material world, so most of our concerns are related with material things only, and the material things affect our spiritual life also. So praying to Krishna for something material is not wrong. I would say that in bhakti and in karmakanda, or in material religiosity and spiritual religion, prayer itself has two different conceptions. If you see in karmakanda, prayer is primarily seen as a tool to get God to do something for us. But if you see in bhakti, vandanam, prayer is seen as a limb of devotional service. So now, if I, like shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam. So now, if I am hearing about Krishna, or if I am chanting Krishna's names, if I am doing deity worship, now, is there some specific result I expect from that? No. Krishna, Bhagavatam says that, create bhagavatya tanmanye ditamuttamam. That these increase our attraction to Krishna. So we do hearing, chanting and all these activities for connecting with Krishna, for developing our relationship with Krishna, for becoming more attracted to him. So similarly, vandanam also we can see as an activity for connecting with Krishna. So praying may have a particular request, but we don't make that request the center point of the prayer. We don't define the success of the prayer based on whether that request is fulfilled or not. Because sometimes some devotees say that if I pray to Krishna and that thing doesn't happen, then my faith in prayer will go down. My faith in Krishna may also go down. So better I'll not pray to Krishna. No, that's a distorted understanding. Praying is connecting with Krishna. So Prabhupada says in third canto purport, Karna Muni section, that a devotee desires to see the Lord, but a devotee doesn't demand to see the Lord. So desiring to have darshan of the Lord, that is bhakti. But non-demanding is also bhakti. That's subordination, surrender. So the same principle can be applied to all aspects of our life. We desire, but we don't demand. We are individuals, and individuals means we will have our individual desires. So having a particular desire, you know, let my this health improve, or let my throat improve, or let my job situation improve, let me get a better job over here, or whatever. These things, can pray for them, but we don't make our bhakti conditional to them. Only after this happens, then I'll be able to practice bhakti. Yes, I'll be able to practice bhakti there better at that time, but even now, I'll continue practicing bhakti. And if that happens, I'll be able to do it better. So that way, we don't have to deny our human concerns a place in our relationship with Krishna. But we don't reduce our relationship with Krishna to only addressing our human concerns. Okay? Thank you.
Just one more.
To Krishna for material things should not become a habit. Well, I would say it's not so much that should not become a habit. It is that habit should not predominate our relationship with Krishna. Because at a level, material things, you know, if I am going for a program and I am getting late, then I should pray to Krishna, please, let me get let me reach the program on time. Now, okay, that's fine, but you know, if that is the only time I am praying to Krishna, it's like, you know, sometimes your child is staying somewhere in a hostel, and the only time the child calls is to ask for money. So they don't ask how you are, what are you doing, and nothing. Please send me some money. Then that will create a bad taste in the relationship. So if there are some practical material concerns for which we want to pray to Krishna, that's okay. But the important thing is we have the practices of bhakti going on, respective of, and they are the defining aspects of our relationship with Krishna.